Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, taking a look at the college football schedule this weekend. It is not that great, but some coaches got the spotlight on them.
Yeah, got some hot seats.
You do, and you have. You also have the oh my God, I'm blanking on the word.
I don't know.
The storyline, I guess, for lack of a better word, of coaches' eye off the ball. Are they so? Is Lane Kiffin's eye off the ball?
Sure.
As he is talking, maybe to Florida, they are taking on not Florida, Ole Miss. Lane Kiffin's current team taking on Oklahoma.
Yeah, and that's 8 versus 13, and. Remember, in the SEC, if you're a two-loss team, you're still in the mix, and both of those are 6-1. So the winner of this kind of catbird seat, and even the loser, now you've put yourself behind the eight ball, and there's no margin for error. But, I mean, this is a huge game for Ole Miss and Oklahoma, especially in an SEC right now where it really doesn't feel like there is – I think Alabama has separated themselves a little bit, but even they had the giant wart against Florida State. And outside of that,
well,
you know –
last year, you remember the Big 12 was so fun because there was just such parity.
Yep.
And a lot of good teams. The SEC is this year's Big 12.
But with better teams.
Well, yeah. I'm not saying they're the same. I'm saying they're just, it's just so much parity that every week the SEC has some elimination games that are huge. Like Brian Kelly.
This is a big one.
Huge. Yep. If he loses to Texas A&M at home. Mm-hmm. You know what the whispers are.
They're going, well.
You know what the whispers are?
Yeah. Everyone hates him at Baton Rouge. And
gee, I wonder why.
He's embattled. And there is the sense that if he loses this game to A&M, that this may be the beginning of the end of Brian Kelly.
Yeah, but you know what the whispers are?
What is the whisper?
A lot of people saying.
What?
A lot of people saying.
Are we doing the Nick Saban thing?
Nick Saban.
Oh, my God.
To Baton Rouge.
Back to Baton Rouge.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
A lot of people saying.
There's a better chance of Ed Ogeron coming back to LSU.
Can I just say I'd rather see him coaching again than listening to him read ads? God, that dude is so...
Yeah, he's all over the place.
I like the Verbo ads.
With his dyed hair.
I think that dye job is rough.
It's really bad.
It's rough.
The Verbo ads are great.
Yeah, I love the Verbo ad where he's like... check-ins at 4 and it's 3. He's like, it's 3:55. He's like, I know. And then he's in the hot tub. And
this isn't a vacation.
I like the Saban. Like the Affleck ads are a bit much, but yeah, the Verbo ads are good.
The one he does on this station, it's like, go get this new smoke detector. It's like, you sound so disinterested.
Well, you know, that dude, I mean, if you think about it, why the hell would he coach? He's endorsing everything under the sun. He's probably making so much money doing that.
Well, I think
he's doing game day.
I think there's a reason why he left, and it's the Brian Kellys and the Kirby Smarts are finding out that it's a harder world. This era of college football, it's harder than ever to be a college coach. And Saban, supposedly one of the reasons why Saban left in the first place is after they lost to Michigan and they shouldn't have. They botched that thing at the end with Jalen Milroe. That he had multiple players come to him and say, we need more money or we're leaving. And he thought he was going to have a championship team coming back. He was like, dude, it's fine. We had a disappointment. But he was all thinking in his mind, everyone's coming back. This is great next year. And he had a bunch of guys come in and say, we want money or out. And supposedly that's the story, is that was kind of the final straw. And he's like, I'm not doing this. And I just don't think he wants anything to do with that. And he's not going to be able to stockpile talent like he used to. It's just harder. It's harder to have dynasties. And I don't know how you go from 20 years of doing it one way and doing it better than anyone else, and now having to play into a way more competitive environment. I just think what the SEC is this year, and it's really interesting, I think this is the new norm in the SEC. I just don't think we're living in a world now where you are going to have these 5-6 year runs where you are just King Poobah and no one can touch you. I just don't. I think, you know, it's not going to be parity in the fact that, you know, the Baylors of the world or in Illinois are suddenly going to jump up and be powerhouses. But for these big programs with resources, the SEC is going to be a meat grinder. And there's just too many good teams. Texas and Oklahoma, Missouri has jumped up. And you still have some teams that are on hard times. Wait till Florida gets a little better, or Auburn with the right coach.
I do have to say, I think the SEC is way more interesting. It's already interesting, but it's way more interesting with Texas and Oklahoma being good.
Yeah.
Like that adds, it just adds an element of like, man, and Missouri's good.
Yeah. Well, Missouri.
Like, who isn't good in that league?
Well, Florida and Auburn. And they're going to fire their coaches. Or
and
have.
Arkansas is not good.
Yeah.
And South Carolina.
And they did fire their coach.
And Kentucky's not good.
But Missouri's 15-6-1.
Yeah. They're clearly going to Vanderbilt.
Going to Vanderbilt.
There's another coach, Eli Drinkwitz. Is his eye off the ball? Is he talking to Florida?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an interesting one.
So those are two big SEC games that I think are absolutely interesting.
Well, you have Texas A&M at LSU.
Yeah.
You have Missouri at Vanderbilt. And you have Ole Miss at Oklahoma. Three huge ones.
And here, by the way, I'll tell you right now, A&M, who is undefeated and 3 in the country, they're going to lose to LSU. We can sit here and we can crap all over LSU, but A&M is like 3 plays away from being a 3-loss team. The truth of the matter is, LSU and A&M are a lot closer than what people want to believe.
Yeah.
And it's on the road, in Death Valley, at night.
And LSU really needs it.
LSU really needs it.
Their offense has been trash.
It's been bad.
Well, how is that possible?
They're not happy with the offensive coordinator, who was a Brian Kelly hire. And Nussmeier just, this has been the year. If you had to give me one theme for college football this year, it is quarterbacks that were supposed to be good are ass. That is the headline. Because you think about it, Lenora Sellers, Nussmeier, Arch Manning, Carson Beck is kind of a little ass. Not as bad as some of those others. Drew Aller, ass. And I'm not talking like normal ass. No. Like
grade A.
Sir Mix-a-Lot, back that up. We're dropping it like it's hot. Like it's that kind of. And I don't know. And I don't know what that is. I don't know why that is. But Joe Sloan is the offensive coordinator at LSU, and his ass is going to get fired. Regardless of what happens this year, Brian Kelly is going to be forced to replace him. And if Brian Kelly loses this, they just may replace everybody. And here's the thing that Brian Kelly, like everyone should realize this, Luke Fickell.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Told you, if you're going to be the world's biggest a-hole, you better come in and win right away. Because it's not like Brian Kelly's been terrible there. He's been fine. They won a Heisman Trophy and they've lost some close games, but let's not act like he's been dreadful there. It's just, if he was a more light guy, I think he gets a little longer leeway in this. But he's not. He's an unlikable guy, and their offense sucks.
And then in the Big Ten, red hot and rolling UCLA.
They are going to get taken behind the woodshed.
Well, they've won three in a row.
Yes, they have.
But they're playing the varsity.
Yes.
They're going to Indiana.
Yes. And
and the odds makers are telling you a little something with that point spread, because a lot of people are jocking UCLA. Like, they played well. Nico's played well. The offense opened up after they fired their coach. The spread is 26.
Yes. And you didn't, no one watched any of the Maryland game. And
Maryland-UCLA?
Maryland-UCLA.
No, I didn't.
Maryland, by the way, who, that Maryland,
they're all right, aren't they?
They're okay. They're 4-3, and I watched them when they played UW, and they had some guys get hurt. Maryland's got some freshman D linemen that I was like, But in that game against Maryland, they made Nico really uncomfortable. And they got after him. He threw two picks. The UCLA offense sputtered. They only had 7 points going into the fourth quarter. And then, you know, they got a couple breaks and they ended up winning that game 17-20. But you started to see some of the wheels come off a little bit. That UCLA offense is not great. They beat a Penn State team that was reeling in just one of those colossal what the hell Michigan State, and then they found a way to pull that against Maryland. Maryland was better than they were for most of that game. And now you're playing Indiana, and if Maryland confused you with what they're doing, remember that when Oregon played Indiana, that wasn't so much that they just got beaten man by man. They confused the hell out of Dante Moore. Signetti's pressure scheme, the kind of the basically fake pressures.
We're rooting for you.
Yeah, there's simulated pressures. I was like, why couldn't I think of that word? Simulated pressures. Indiana plays these three safety looks, and they rotate them down, and they show you one thing, and then they end up bringing another. And it absolutely baffled Oregon. And UCLA is just, they are not going to be able to do anything against Indiana's defense. And Signetti, if he can, will score 70 on you. He comes from the Spurrier. If I can lay 70, we're going to lay 70. And I just think that the glass slipper is about to get shattered. And I think Indiana is going to wear that ass out.
We got Illinois at Washington in Husky Land.
That's a sneaky big game.
Probably a little rainy. I don't know.
I would assume. But
that is a good game. You're right, because they're both 2-2 in the league.
Yes.
Huge game for both teams.
Well, and Indiana is ranked. Illinois is ranked.
23.
And you look at what they have left. They have Rutgers, Maryland, Wisconsin, and Northwestern.
Ooh.
If they beat Washington,
they could be 10-2.
They're 10-2. And you know that when you're in a Power Four conference and you're 10-2, you are in the conversation.
Wow.
And that's big. And Washington, if they find a way to beat Illinois, and by the way, they're favored in this game. And Washington's been very up and down. They need some old linemen to get healthy.
I don't really get Washington.
I don't think Jed Fish is the guy.
Oh, shocker.
And there's a real inconsistency.
He's definitely not the guy, but you were trying to tell us how good they were earlier in the year.
They were. There is this.
They're not that good, but they're kind of good.
When they show up and it looks and everything comes together, it's really good. And their defense is better than anyone gives them credit for. Like, their two losses, Ohio State and Michigan, their defense played well enough to win both of those games. It's the offense that doesn't show up. Some of this is they're down. Their two best offensive linemen have been out for the last couple weeks, and now the backup left tackle is out. And
oh,
so
no.
They're now down to the third string tackle. And so I'm not certain if Carver Willis, who is really good, is going to come back and play. But if he doesn't, look out. But if they find a way to beat Illinois, their schedule, Wisconsin, Purdue, UCLA, they can be 9-2 going into the last game of the year at home against Oregon.
And
that can be a game for Washington. Now, I think Oregon's going to win. But that's a game that if Washington were to find a way, that's a playoff team. So this is a Illinois-Washington game is a sneaky big game for both of those schools to put together, whether it's just a nice season or maybe something that could be really special. So monster game up in Seattle that no one's talking about.
According to, well, we're talking about
it.
Come on, give us some credit. Come on, man.
What we just did.
Huskies Wire says two UW football starting offensive linemen trending toward return.
Yeah, and that's John Mills, who's the freshman left guard, and
against Illinois,
and then
Carver Willis.
Carver Willis, who they absolutely need those two guys back, and they just Jed Fish's offense at times. They just has confusing game plans.
Yeah, well, I think we all knew even when he was hired, he's not that good. He's just not. I don't know. I guess he's a nice stopgap, but hopefully he just moves on. So I think you're getting Jed. This is Jed Fish, and they're not great. But you're right. If they win the game somehow, I don't know. To me, Illinois seems like a pretty nice live dog there, but because I just think Bielema does a really good job with what he has. And that quarterback at Illinois he's pretty good.
Altmyer, yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's not like their offense is. It's not like Wisconsin's.
I've seen them play twice. They got embarrassed by Indiana, and they beat up USC. They look really good in that game.
Remember about Illinois, they only have two losses, and their two losses are to the top two teams in the country, Ohio State and Indiana. So I kind of don't see why they're an underdog here, but Washington's back at home. And
I'll tell you what, the way Washington played against Michigan, DeMond Williams—
Michigan's not that good.
DeMond Williams is really good, and again, when it's working, it's great, but man, that was the worst game. It was atrocious watching him play in that football game, and I get it, he's a young guy, but that was a rough go. So I have redone my expectations for Washington. I was pretty bullish on him. And because I just don't think the consistency is there. It's one of those things that when it looks good, I think it looks great. But there's too many long stretches where their offense just vanishes. And I would have thought I could say that about the defense. If you would have told me the defense played this well, I would have thought Washington was just cruising. But it's not. It's the offense that lets them down. And that I just put that on Fish.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered.
For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.